Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Acts of terror or the exercise of constitutional rights, those were the key issues argued yesterday during the appeal of Tariq Mahana. He's the Sudbury man serving 17 and a half years in prison for materially supporting terrorists and lying to federal agents. Federal prosecutors say Mahana tried to seek training at a terrorist training camp in Yemen, and when that failed, he translated and posted materials supporting violent jihad. Mahana's defense lawyers say he spoke out against oppression, and those acts are protected by the First Amendment. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was in Boston federal court for the appeal hearing, and he filed this report.
It's difficult to judge a case based on oral arguments made during appeal, especially a case as complex as Tariq Mahana's. His trial last year, which resulted in his conviction on 7 federal charges, lasted 3 months. In an appeal, lawyers on both sides make strategic decisions, carefully selecting those pieces of evidence and the court record that best make their arguments in the few minutes they have before a 3-judge appeals panel. Boston attorney Sabin Willett spoke on behalf of Mahana at yesterday's hearing. He picked a 2-pronged strategy. First, he charged that during the trial, prosecutors deliberately frightened and prejudiced jurors, showing them evidence that had nothing to do with the charges against Mahana.
The case involved 28 pictures of the World Trade Center in flames, 33 video clips, and 95 thumbnails off of a computer, hundreds of posts, all for the purpose of causing the jury to fear and hate this guy.
Willett said the most disturbing thing prosecutors showed jurors were 5 videos of jihadists committing beheadings. Willett said Mahana didn't produce or translate the videos. He only watched them. U.S. Attorney Elizabeth Collery argued the videos stopped short of actually showing the beheadings and that the number of videos and computer images presented as evidence was necessary to show Mahana was obsessed with terrorism. U.S. Circuit Judge Bruce Selya said that while each reference to terrorism may have been proper during the trial, the appeals court must weigh the total effect of the references to the jury. During his trial last year and the appeal yesterday, there was no dispute that Mahana was outraged by U.S. actions in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. He expressed moral support for a video showing a bus being bombed in Israel and another video showing insurgents killing U.S. soldiers after a 14-year-old Iraqi girl was raped by GIs. Expressing anger in words is Mahana's birthright, said his attorney Sabin Willett, and that was the basis of the second prong of his oral argument, that what Mahana said and wrote are protected by the First Amendment.
It might make him somebody you don't like, it might make him somebody we disagree with, but neither one makes him a criminal.
U.S. Attorney Elizabeth Collery refuted that constitutional argument, saying there was ample evidence that Mahana's translations of jihadist materials were propaganda directed by a foreign terrorist organization. But Attorney Willett charged that wasn't true and went through a chronology showing Mahana wasn't charged with material support of terrorism until 2 years after he was originally arrested for lying to federal investigators and refusing to become an FBI informant. Both Tariq Mahana's mother and father were in court during the oral arguments. Afterwards, neither Ahmed nor Suad Mahana would guess at the outcome of their son's appeal.
The whole thing is baloney. Sorry, pardon my language. The whole thing doesn't deserve even to be in the court. He is a man of faith. He is a man of principle.
I'm hopeful. I'm just hopeful. I don't know anymore after what happened with the trial. I don't know what to say.
At the end of oral arguments, Judge Selya praised both sides for their briefs and said, "This is a hard case. It'll be at least half a year before the 3 judges sitting on the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals announce their decision in the case USA versus Mahana." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.